It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chantreff, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. That HOV portion of the expressway was driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. The agent for Micah Parsons has responded. Is Jerry Jones going to be in trouble with the league? The man who got the response and wrote the column is Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, Football Night in America, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Mike. How are you, sir?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well. David Mulugeta, what did he have to say back to you after Jerry's disrespect?
Well, I thought that he took the high road. Basically, it's not about me, he said. It's never about me. It's about trying to get a contract for Micah Parsons that secures multi-generational wealth for him, similar to what Jerry has secured long ago for his own family. So I think it was the right tone. It was the right content. And it was the proper message. I wouldn't have been as charitable after being openly disrespected by Jerry like that. I don't even know his name. Good Lord. I mean, how can you not know the name of one of the most prominent agents right now in the NFL, one of the most successful agents in the NFL? And this all comes down to basic trust and relationships. And Mulugeta recently negotiated a new contract for Derek Stingley with the Houston Texans. 3 years into his career, no clock ticking. You know, the Cowboys feel like they need to have a ticking clock in order to get deals done. You can get deals done if there's mutual trust and respect. And it's clear that the respect is not mutual between Jerry Jones and David Mulugeta.
Yeah, what would Jerry get out of this? First off, do you believe he did not know his name? Why would he do this? And I don't know how well you know Mulugeta, but do you expect him to allow this to factor into the negotiation? Like, okay, I'm going to make you pay a little more now.
I doubt that it'll be a factor. At the end of the day, it's going to be a significant contract. And the Cowboys are already leaking this idea that they've already offered Micah Parsons the best contract for a non-quarterback in NFL history. And, of course, that will tend to put pressure on Parsons to take it and overlook things like structure and guarantees and other details that could make the offer not as attractive as the headline in the report that clearly was leaked by the Cowboys. But I think that Jerry knows who he's dealing with. This is just the way that really, really rich people, obscenely rich people. This is how they make power plays. When the Carolina Panthers fired Frank Reich a couple of years ago during the season, the owner of the team, David Tepper, deliberately mispronounced his name and called him Reich multiple times. Who in the hell thinks Frank Reich's last name is Reich? And once is an accident. Multiple times is just a signal. It's a message. And it's how the ultra-rich stick it to people when they want to stick it to people. And that's what Mulugeta is dealing with. At the end of the day, he's just trying to get the best contract possible for his client. And he'll get it. It's just a question of when. And here we are with the Cowboys. Once again, what do they do? What do they do? They drag their feet. They drag their feet instead of just sitting down and doing a deal. Guys, it could be done in an hour. This is simple. It's about the money. It's about the structure. It can be reached very quickly if both sides are willing to do it. And the Cowboys are willing to do it only if they can talk directly to Michael Parsons and cut the agent out of the process.
That's the thing, Mike, I can't wrap my head around, right? These are not dumb guys. They're going to be richer than all of our bank accounts ever put together times a million. Why wait? What are they seeing that we're not seeing in terms of not getting burned by the delays?
I just feel like the Cowboys, and this is where there isn't a completely seamless connection between the way Jerry made his money in oil and gas and how you successfully negotiate contracts in the NFL. He has built his empire on doing deals that are very good for him and maybe not as good for the other side. And it's about one deal after another, and you do a good deal, and it keeps, and it's win-lose, or at least I win, and whatever happens to you doesn't matter. You keep doing these good deals, and you think that that's the same way it works in the NFL. And so they feel like if they wait, one of these days, the player is going to wake up and take the offer that's on the table. It really is nonsensical. And it has impacted the ability of the Cowboys to be as competitive as they need to be. They have put themselves in horrible positions. They'll never admit it. They'll never admit it.
Yeah.
They put themselves in an awful position with Dak Prescott by waiting too long to sign him. And then they waited too long to restructure his contract, and it put him in a horrible position again. They put themselves in a horrible position with CeeDee Lamb. It ended up costing more than it would have cost, and they didn't have him ready to go when the season started. So, and they've also made mistakes on the other side, too, like when you pay Michael Gallup, and maybe you shouldn't have. When you use the franchise tag on Tony Pollard, and maybe you shouldn't have, and paid over $10 million, although that's a different vibe now than it was a couple of years ago. It's just, it's a weird way of doing business, and there's a stubbornness, and there's an arrogance, and there's an emperor's new clothes reality where who in the building is going to risk their own job by standing up and saying to Jerry or Steven, you guys are messing this up.
Mike Florio here on the fan.
Are you guys going to do it? I mean, he's already threatened to fire you once.
it depends on how the recent contract negotiations go for us. Mike Florio here on 105.3 The Fan. Mike, how often is the agent cut out, and why would the NFLPA not be happy with Jerry?
Here's how this works. The NFLPA is the union that is there to represent the interests of the players collectively and individually. Collectively, what they do is they have a negotiating team that will meet with the league when a collective bargaining agreement is being discussed, negotiated, and finalized. Individually, the NFLPA has delegated its ability to represent every player to agents who are certified by the union and regulated by the union to negotiate contracts on behalf of players. That is the representative of the union who is representing the player in the talks. So when a player has decided to hire an agent, the NFLPA has delegated its exclusive authority to negotiate on behalf of the player to that agent. You can't just ignore that agent. And you can't just go talk directly to the player. And that's what Jerry likes to do. He likes to throw an arm around the guy, whether it's Dez Bryant, to whom he did it. He was doing it to Ezekiel Elliott. These comments, he was on your show, or at least your station in 2019, saying he was doing the same damn thing with Ezekiel Elliott, cutting out the agent. You know, the agent gets his piece and trying to, look, they want to directly deal with the player because they're going to get a better deal if they directly deal with the player, because the player doesn't understand the nuances. The player doesn't understand the industry. The player doesn't understand the market. You're going to be in a better position to get the player to do a bad deal if he's doing it on his own. And credit to Micah for making it clear there's not going to be any backroom deals here. He's going to have to deal with David Mulugeta, and that's the bottom line. So the wait's going to continue, and the number's only going to keep going up. If T.J. Watt gets a new contract at some point soon, that's going to potentially drive the number even higher, and it's never going to get cheaper. That's what drives me crazy about this. Waiting never makes it cheaper. It only makes it more expensive. It delays the cap space you can create to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The business, and if the player holds out, he's not going to be as ready to go when week one rolls around as he could be.
So, Mike, if they were just having this discussion and Micah said, yeah, I'll do the deal right now, and David was not a part of that, even if Micah agreed to it, it's still not okay with the CBA and the league?
No. And the CBA specifically says that the commissioner must disapprove any contract that was negotiated directly with a player if he's represented by an agent and the agent is cut out of the loop. That is highly improper. And the NFLPA was looking into it 5 years ago. They never did anything about it then, but it tells me that whatever they did didn't stick if they did anything, because here's Jerry doing it again. And look, this is just a reflection. It's billionaire's privilege. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. We see it all the time now. We're in post-standards America where people just do and say whatever they want to do. And to hell with the consequences. There are no consequences. I'm just going to do and say whatever I want to do. And that's what they're doing here. And, the problem is the fans line up behind the owner because the fans line up behind the laundry. The fans just want the players to be in the fold and happy. And the fans look at it and they say, well, how could he not be happy? He just said last week he'd be the happiest man on earth with $40 million a year. Why doesn't he just take the offer? Why doesn't he just sign the deal? Why doesn't he just get this behind us so we can worry about making the team better? It puts the players in a horrible spot because the teams know that's how you pressure a player. You turn the public against him. You make it look like he's being unreasonable and selfish. And they hope he's just going to wear down at some point and say, fine, I'll just take the damn offer.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, so Mike, you say even if he agreed to it, that wouldn't matter. Does it change anything in terms of the way the PA would look at it or potentially want to take action against it if Micah had initiated the discussions?
Well, it's one thing to talk, but when you're talking about negotiation, when you're talking about working out the contract and getting it to the point where there's terms on paper and he's going to sign it, I mean, the agent has to be involved in this process. And Micah has made it clear, whatever talks he's had with Jerry, David is doing the contract, period. And there's a certain amount of cooperation that I think you need to have, because ultimately you're trying to get this multi-billionaire to give you the contract. And if he wants to talk to you, so be it. But I would suspect there are plenty of agents out there who would tell their clients, never talk to the owner without me there. Never talk to anybody with the team about your contract without me there. They're going to try to get you to agree to things that aren't in your best interest. I need to be involved to make sure I know what's being said And I know that what is said on your behalf is going to be the thing that needs to be said, and it doesn't undermine our position. It's tough. It's tough because the player is there around these people, working with these people, dealing with these people. They're on the same team. It is a strange dichotomy that is part of the business. There are moments where you have to take a step back from the team and take care of yourself, or they're going to take advantage of you. And that's the reality. The teams will always find a way to try to take advantage of the player any way they can to get him to take less. And cutting out the agent is the easiest way to get a player to take less.
Biggest takeaways from the owners' meetings?
Well, this tush-push thing has become the story of the offseason, and now we have to wait until late May to see what they're going to do about this rule. And it's the first time in the 50 years I've been following the NFL where I feel like there's, you know, and I'm sure that there's been some rule changes that have been proposed in the past, and they try to come up with phony arguments that mask what's really going on. But this is the first time I've seen health and safety concerns weaponized in a way that seems to be aimed at taking away the best club in the bag that the Eagles have. They've perfected this strategy of pushing the quarterback from behind and getting first downs, basically turning every first and 10 into a first and 8, because you know those last couple of yards are going to be automatic. And they say there's safety concerns. Well, where's the data? Well, there is no data. Well, then why are we having this conversation? Well, it could be unsafe. Well, when could it be unsafe? Well, I don't know. We need to monitor it. Oh, and by the way, it doesn't look like football. Well, what the hell does that mean? It doesn't look like football. And it's this moving target. And at the core, it just feels like petty jealousy, because even though it's available to every team, only one team has perfected it. And we're going to see whether or not they turn the clocks back to 2005, when it was a violation to both pull and push a teammate. They removed the ban against pushing because they were never throwing a flag when a lineman would run downfield and shove the ball carrier when he was close to wherever he was trying to get the ball. Nobody thought, hey, one of these days somebody's going to turn this into part of their offense. And it's amazing to me to think that the Eagles have figured it out and no one else can figure out either how to stop it or how to do it themselves. So it just feels like they're trying to erase it from the books and take away that edge that the Eagles have.
Loudest draft buzz that you're most interested in right now?
Well, I mean, the Shedeur Sanders talk is going to dominate, and it's going to continue to dominate. And you hear all these different, oh, he's not going to be a round one pick. Of course he's going to be a round one pick. Of course somebody's going to take him in the first round. You're willing to take the risk of a bust at quarterback if you get a franchise guy. And there's three types of teams in the NFL: teams that have a franchise quarterback, teams that don't, and teams that have a guy that they hope will maybe at some point develop into a franchise quarterback. And the teams that know they don't have a franchise quarterback are going to be willing to roll the dice. One of them, all it takes is one. 31 can say there's no way Shedeur Sanders goes in round one. All it takes is one to say, yeah, you know, we probably should take him if he's there. I think that he's still got a very good chance of going top 10. And if not, I see like in the teens, a team is going to jump up and trade up and grab him. Because if he's there at 21 when the Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock, I can't imagine they wouldn't take him. And I think you're going to have to get in front of 21. And it may be the Steelers who have to spring up to make sure they get him. But, you know, all this talk, because it's all over the place. Oh, he's not a first-round pick. Oh, he's not going to be a good NFL quarterback. Look, there's been a lot of guys who were both bad and good quarterbacks who went in round one relative to Shedeur Sanders. He's going to be just fine, I think. And that's going to be, you know, the big question mark as we head into the next 3 weeks.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. Football Night in America, where are you with the book series?
Hey, 99 cents ebooks for Father of Mine, its sequel Son of Mine, and the next one is coming, hopefully by the start of football season, maybe sooner, whenever it's done. I just, you know, once it's done, one thing I've learned after doing about 10 of these, once it's done, it's not done. And you got to go back and you got to read and you got to read and you got to read. And with 400 pages or so, the challenge of finding every little glitch and every little typo and making sure everything is said the way you want it to be said, and there's no better way to say it, it's a hell of a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So 99 cents, ebooks, you can't buy anything for 99 cents. Father of Mine, Son of Mine on Amazon, 99 cent ebook. It's a little bit more if you want the hard copy, and some people prefer it. But if you want something cheap, right now, go to Amazon, 99 cents, Father of Mine and Son of Mine. That's $1.98 together, is my math right? That's nothing. That's nothing. It's a newspaper nowadays. Do they even have newspapers anymore? I don't know. If they did, it'd be $1.98.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Mike Florio, D&M Leasing Hotline here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Are your Texas Rangers last year's Kansas City Chiefs? And what type of weather are we dealing with to close out the week next?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.